I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about legendary rock group Queen, and more specifically about its virtuoso frontman, Freddie Mercury. Now, Bohemian Rhapsody is one of those films that's been loved by the moviegoers, but not so loved by the critics. The artsy types have complained it glosses over things and messes with the timelines and yada yada yada. While I can tell you they're sort of right about some of that, in the end it doesn't really matter because Bohemian Rhapsody is a fun film to see. I very much enjoyed it. So in this movie, we meet a young Freddie Mercury when he's still known as Farouk Balsara, a guy who works as a baggage handler at Heathrow Airport. We see that he comes from a good family that's also a bit traditional, and so it seems he has a little bit of conflict with his father. But Farouk has bigger dreams than just pleasing family. He's got charisma, and he wants to be a star. One day, he's checking out a local college band called Smile, which features future Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor, when Smile's bassist and singer quits. Farouk introduces himself to Brian and Roger, does an impromptu audition, and soon he's in the band. From there, they recruit bassist John Deacon and start playing, and it isn't long before our star, who is now called Freddie Mercury, is molding the band into what the world now knows as Queen. The band hits big. We get to see as the boys craft some of their best-known tunes, including the title track, Bohemian Rhapsody, and they become world famous. From that point, the movie mostly focuses on the growth of Freddie as he finds girlfriend Mary Austin, comes to terms with his sexuality, at one point leaves the band to record some solo records, struggles with personal demons, learns he has AIDS, and then winds up back with the band. It all culminates in Queen's famous Live Aid performance at Wembley Stadium, of which we get an almost moment-by-moment reenactment. That's the triumphant end. And Bohemian Rhapsody is indeed a triumphant film. It's a good time to watch this much-loved band blow up and shake the music world. The Live Aid scene, which serves as the film's climax, is a treat, giving us a good 15 minutes or so of stadium rocking that could justify going for an IMAX screening in and of itself, and the film does a good job of giving us a very surface look at who Queen were and why they ruled. And that's all fine. For that reason, I recommend seeing this film. Bohemian Rhapsody is harmless and thoroughly entertaining. However, I do have to admit, this is also a pretty shallow movie. Many of the critics' complaints about Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, are from those who would like to dig deeper into some of Queen's darker moments. For example, I noticed while watching this movie that the characters of Brian May and Roger Taylor, in particular, are almost always depicted as being charming and easygoing. Then I realized that the two real-life Taylor and May were involved in the film's production, so of course they never look bad. They come across like sitcom characters at times, always with a funny joke to make. Meanwhile, it's always Freddie Mercury's warts that we get to see. Oh, sure, boys, only show the flaws of the dead guy. But seriously, I thought Bohemian Rhapsody's treatment of band conflict, in which no doubt members other than Freddie Mercury must have been a problem, were a little too soft. Then again, the movie does at least make reference to royalty and songwriting credit fights the group had, so at least it was mentioned. There are also a couple of scenes in which Roger Taylor argues with Freddie, but then again, he still always comes across as charming even then. That kind of annoyed me. Another issue I had with Bohemian Rhapsody is the way it quickly speeds through the band's rise to fame. I mean, this movie almost makes it look easy to become famous. One day, Freddie Mercury's in the band, the next day they're recording an album, and the next they're stars. Bohemian Rhapsody could have used at least 10 minutes of them struggling to find a record deal or something, so there's that. I've also heard complaints this film doesn't delve into Freddie's sexuality enough, but on that front, I have to disagree. It was a part of who he was, and so yes, it is depicted in this film. His complicated relationship with Mary Austin naturally springs out of this. It's a good chunk of the movie, actually, and I don't know what else the critics wanted there. Anyway, a major positive of Bohemian Rhapsody is Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury. Mr. Robot here is excellent, especially when it comes to the physicality of the performance. He struts around on stage nailing the movements you'll see from Freddie Mercury in performance footage. I marveled at his energy during the big Live Aid climax and left very impressed. The rest of the performances in Bohemian Rhapsody are also good, although Rami Malek is really the main attraction. The fact that he manages to act around the huge fake teeth they gave him to wear here is also kind of an accomplishment. Bohemian Rhapsody has two directors. Bryan Singer, I guess, directed most of it, but then he got canned, and so Dexter Fletcher was brought in to finish it. However, the movie was mostly directed by Singer. I have to say, I think he made the right choice here by somewhat avoiding heavier subjects. Focusing on those would have made Bohemian Rhapsody a slog to sit through or miserable, which probably would have pleased the critics but not audiences. Instead, Singer kind of cops out. He cops out and keeps this an entertaining and surface biopic. With a band as loved as Queen, I can understand going that route just to please the fans. So I can forgive it. This movie's a big balancing act. One thing that might not please fans is the moving around of different events in the real Queen story, but I think all of that was to ensure the big Live Aid performance would serve as a climax. In order for that to work, several dramatic threads kind of had to be tied up by that point. I get it. From a narrative perspective, in order to make an effective movie, Singer had to mess with the events a little. It makes sense. Look, Bohemian Rhapsody isn't perfect, but it's really enjoyable to sit through. You might wince at a few things, but at the end, this is an excuse to watch a bunch of great Queen songs be performed. Fans of the band should like this movie, and even non-fans who just kind of passively enjoy some Queen should dig it as well. And who knows, maybe this film will attract a new generation of fans for the group. I had a good time watching Bohemian Rhapsody in spite of its flaws. And having a good time is what matters most, right? I give Bohemian Rhapsody a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.